is I mean for new music on this show here. Suvila by Minister Ben. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you so much.
Big question, where can people find this song here?
So at the moment it's only on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon it will be on other streaming platforms.
You were telling me in the background, what should people expect from Ben this year in terms of your own product, your own songs, really?
Okay, so we have a lineup of songs. We'll be dropping another song soon featuring Pastor Leo, and more to come.
He's trying to be very careful with what he's giving us,
yeah.
But we'll leave it that way. How can people get in touch with you?
I think on Facebook, the page is called Line Media because that's the name of the studio.
Mm.
Same with TikTok. Direct call is 0779126641.
Amazing. When are you coming back on this show here?
As soon as you would want me to come back, sir.
Do you want us to do that test that we did? Now we'll get 20 songs now.
Not a problem.
Hey, Minister Ben, always a joy having you in the studios.
Thank
and
so
sending those traveling messages as you go back to Solwezi.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That's right. He's been my guest. Coming up the news in the next 2 minutes or so, then someone else will be joining me. Like I mentioned, it's all about new music on Zemen Beat Street on Fridays. Who is doing what? Who has dropped the what? All that up to 7 p.m. Later, a special guest will be taking over. Go on our Facebook page and see who that is.
Brand new season.
Oh, he loves the planet.
Brand new presenter. Featuring top-notch expert analysts who are ready to break down the latest news, matches, and highlights.
Then we didn't have the Lusaka Derby, Green Buffaloes.
We are back. We've got a lot in store for you this season. From football to basketball, cricket to rugby, we'll cover it all. Get ready for an in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and insider information you won't find anywhere else. That's right. We are not just here to talk about the big leagues. We'll also shine a spotlight on local sports, showcasing the incredible talents and inspiring stories from our very own community. Join us every Saturday from 11 hours to 13 hours on Radio Christian Voice. Backbeat, where the game is not just a game, it's a way of life. Brought to you by Radio Christian Voice.
Christian Voice News, the global link.
Underground operations at Mopani Mufulira mine suspended. Government urges heightened flood preparedness as Cyclone Gezani impacts Zambia. And South Africa to deploy troops to tackle crime gangs. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Minerals Regulation Commission, MRC, has suspended underground operations at the Mopani Mufulira mine following recent accidents at the Mopani Nkana and Mufulira sites. A high-level MRC delegation led by the Director General met with senior management at Mopani Copper Mines to review all reported mine accidents and assess the effectiveness of safety controls aimed at preventing similar incidents and other hazardous occurrences. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Public Relations Officer Kalani Muchima says the commission found that the Mopani Mufulira mine had failed to comply with Part 218 of the mining regulations. The provision requires the mine manager to establish and maintain a system for accounting for all personnel working underground at any given time. Mr. Muchima said the commission had evoked Section 56 of the Minerals Regulation Commission Act No. 14 of 2024, resulting in the suspension of underground operations at the Mufulira site. Operations will remain suspended until the mine rectifies all deficiencies identified in its personnel accounting system, Ms. Amchima said in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. He added that the commission has also resolved to conduct a comprehensive audit of operations at both the Mufulira and Kana mine sites. Ms. Amchima said the audit is a proactive measure aimed at strengthening compliance with safety, health, and environmental requirements across Mopani's operations. He emphasized that the commission remains vigilant and objective in executing its mandate to regulate the mining industry. Opposition Golden Party of Zambia GPZ President Jackson Silavwe has renewed calls for government to declare precious minerals such as emerald, lithium and gold as state assets to be mined exclusively by the state. Mr. Silavwe said declaring these minerals as strategic national assets would ensure that they are mined by government agencies and sold through Zambian banks. He added that proceeds from the sale of the minerals could then be channeled into key sectors of the economy to drive national development. Speaking when he featured on Christian's Voice chatback program on the topic Reset Vision, Mr. Silavwe criticized the current gold mining model, which involves cooperatives and private investors, saying it is not benefiting the country as a whole. These critical minerals should be mined by government agencies through ZCCMIH and sold in a transparent manner for the benefit of all Zambians, said Mr. Silavwe. He emphasized sales of critical minerals must be made public to ensure transparency and accountability in the sector. Mr. Silavwe also stressed the need to establish a gold deposit center at the central bank to help back and strengthen the country's currency. He further challenged the country's leaders to shift their mindset on the mining sector, urging them not to be satisfied with mines merely paying taxes and providing jobs, but to prioritize Zambian ownership of mines. Acting Minister of Green Economy and Environment Rodney Sikumba has urged local authorities to intensify community sensitization on flood safety and strengthen monitoring of major river basins as Cyclone Gezan influences Zambia. Mr. Sikumba says relevant ministries and agencies have been directed to enhance coordination of preparedness and response measures. Delivering a ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Sikumba has also advised communities in high-risk flood zones to remain alert and follow official advisories. The Ministry of Health, in collaboration with local authorities, should heighten surveillance for waterborne and vector-borne diseases such as cholera, typhoid and malaria, which are commonly associated with flooding, said Mr. Sikumba. He has urged members of the public to treat or boil drinking water, maintain proper hygiene, and avoid contact with floodwaters. Meanwhile, Mr. Sikumba has advised farmers in flood-prone areas to improve field drainage, while livestock owners are urged to move animals to higher ground and ensure adequate shelter. Mr. Sikumba has also directed agriculture extension officers to guide farmers on soil nutrient management to mitigate the effects of nutrient leaching. He further said government will continue to closely monitor the trajectory and intensity of Tropical Cyclone Gezani through the Zambia Meteorological Department and provide timely updates to the nation.
Our advisory from the Ministry, Madam Speaker. In light of the above, government advises the following. Local authorities, which is the councils, Madam Speaker, should intensify community sensitization on flood safety and preparedness measures. Monitoring of major river basins should be strengthened. Relevant ministries and agencies must enhance coordination for preparedness and response actions. And communities in high-risk flood zones are urged to take precautionary measures to remain alert to official advisories.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has clarified that properties belonging to former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo in Chamba Valley remain forfeited to the state, dismissing reports suggesting that the forfeiture proceedings had been discontinued and the properties returned to him. Mr. Lusambo was tried in the Economic and Financial Crimes Court on two counts of possession of property, suspected to be proceeds of crime contrary to Section 71 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crimes Act No. 19 of 2010. ACC Acting Head Corporate Communications, Chilofia Chisanga, said that in September 2025, the court convicted and sentenced Mr. Lusambo to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor, adding that subsequently, in December 2025, the same court ordered that his Chamba Valley properties be forfeited to the state in accordance with Section 10 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act No. 19 of 2010. While the criminal proceedings were ongoing, it had also initiated non-conviction-based forfeiture proceedings in the High Court under Section 31 of the same Act, said Ms. Chisanga in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She said that following Mr. Lusambo's conviction and the court ordered forfeiture of the properties, the commission discontinued the High Court proceedings, stating that they had been rendered academic by the outcome of the criminal case. The commission has since reassured members of the public that the Chamba Valley properties remain forfeited to the state and have not been returned to Mr. Lusambo. In African news, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he will deploy the army to help the police fight criminal gangs and illegal mining in the